I want to tell you about a podcast you should check out. It's called Understood Explains. This season of the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. The latest season of Understood Explains covers topics like how to tell if your child needs an IEP, and it busts common myths about special education. As a parent myself of a child who's had an IEP since kindergarten, and he's now a 10th grader, I know how confusing, overwhelming, frustrating, sometimes daunting the whole process can be. I checked out an episode of Understood Explains called The Difference Between IEPs and 504 Plans. And what I love about it is how easily Juliana explains everything. She answers common questions that probably every parent or caregiver has. She dispels myths and is concise and to the point. To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains. And there's a direct link in the show notes if you need it. You're listening to Make Some Noise Minisode number 596. Welcome to Make Some Noise Podcast, your guide for strategies, tools, and insight to empower yourself. I'm your host, Andrea Owen, global speaker, entrepreneur, life coach since 2007, and author of 3 books that have been translated into 18 languages and are available in 22 countries. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a lesson that will help you maximize unshakable confidence, master resilience, and make some noise in your life. You ready? Let's go. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. I'm so glad you're here for this minisode. Please forgive the voice. And if there's any ASMR like spit stuff, my sincerest apologies. My sincerest apologies. I am getting over a cold and it's in the productive state. You know, those days. Gross. I know. I'm sorry. But nevertheless, I wanted to record this minisode because I'm really excited about what I'm embarking on. And I think that because so many of you also have the same or similar mental health challenges that I do, you might be interested in this particular route that I'm taking for relief, for healing, for the next, you know, the next episode in my entire journey around therapy. And I know that you have, unless someone sent this to you and this is the very first episode that you've ever heard of my podcast, you've probably heard me talk about my diagnosis of generalized anxiety disorder in 2003 when I was 27. And, you know, looking back, now that I've been diagnosed with ADHD, how many years ago? It's been 2 or 3 years. The doctor that diagnosed me with ADHD said, she's like, in my professional opinion, the ADHD came first. You were untreated for that. And that's what brought on the anxiety. And then you just reached kind of a breaking point in your 20s. And that's where the anxiety diagnosis comes in. Who knows if it's a chicken or egg situation. And I've struggled not so much with depression. I am thankful that hasn't been a big part of my story. Definitely situational. For sure. And with the onset of my autoimmune combined with perimenopause a couple of years ago, where that started, my depression just flew off the ledge. It was and the disintegration of my marriage too. So it was those 3 major life things happening. My depression got really bad. I had suicidal ideation for the second time in my life. And that one really scared me. And so I tried a couple of different medications and was told that I am treatment resistant. Looking back on that, I just wonder if it was because of the autoimmune was untreated at that time. I was entering perimenopause or, I don't know, full swing in it. And maybe that's why at the end of the day, the bottom line is depression isn't one of the major ones that I struggle in. However, my father, who passed away in 2016, struggled immensely with depression and anxiety. I think those two were equally yoked for him. it's hard for me to say, and he's not here to speak for himself, but I watched him struggle a lot with anxiety and depression. And unfortunately, when he got sober, I was a teenager when that happened. It was a long time ago. His anxiety and depression really seemed to come to the forefront because he was sober for the first time and trying to deal with it and trying to get meds straight and things like that. So I have a very special interest in mental health from that perspective. And also a lot of my friends and, you know, my children also struggle with it a little bit. And so it's something that I really want to figure out, like, how do we help ourselves? How do we break free? And there are so many different modalities, many of which I have tried. Medication can be incredibly helpful and just really change people's lives. I know when I first was on Effexor back in the early 2000s, when I was first diagnosed with anxiety, and then also Wellbutrin was added to that, it changed my life. It truly changed my life. I was able to feel like I came out of this like chaotic fog and just realize like, oh, this is how people react when something hard happens. Oh, this is the level of escalation when stress happens, as opposed to mine, which seems to just like fall off a cliff. Oh, this is like a normal way to handle these, to handle these things. So again, I have a special interest. And I've had some guests come and talk on the show about it. Dr. Ellen Vora, the last time she was here, that's episode 551, she talked about it. I was just hanging on the edge of my seat listening to her talk about it. And also Dr. Tanmeet Sethi was on episode 560. I'll drop those links in the show notes. And she talked about it a little bit more. It's just so fascinating to me. It's an incredibly interesting topic. But as someone in long-term recovery, I assumed it just wasn't for me. I assumed psychedelic therapy was not for me. I am kind of so out of it with this cold. Have I even said psychedelic therapy? Well, it's in the title. So my apologies, you guys. I swear. Sometimes I feel like I'm the worst podcaster. I'm the worst podcast host. But as someone in long-term recovery, as I was saying, I assumed that psychedelic therapy wasn't for me. I've been watching the research over the last few years. You know, I'm a child of the 70s and 80s, where we grew up on, you know, this is your brain on drugs, hearing about people in the 1960s who jumped out of tall buildings windows because they were tripping on acid. You know, my parents, lots of judgment around people that quote unquote use drugs. So it was definitely a just say no era. We were afraid. I never did LSD, which surprises me looking back. I'm like, with my risk tolerance, never did. And I recreationally did mushrooms, also known as psilocybin, in my 20s, probably my very early 20s, maybe even my late teens, I think. And always had a really great time. I was safe doing it with my friends. It was mostly my boyfriend at the time and his friends, but always had such a wonderful experience with that. But now, and someone in long-term recovery, I just was sort of under the guise that I'm like, I'm just going to watch other people do it and see what happens. And there's kind of recent research that shows that people with PTSD are helped enormously with psychedelic therapy, more specifically MDMR and psilocybin, and also ketamine therapy. And, you know, ketamine therapy there's been lots of clinical trials around people with depression and anxiety. And so, of course, I'm so interested, but again, thinking like it's just not for me. And then I realized that there's a community of people in recovery who support each other in their journey towards using psychedelics for addiction and recovery. There is a site called psychedelicsandrecovery.org. That link is in the show notes too. And also the research shows that psychedelics are not addictive. So that's super exciting. And the last point that I want to make around the findings in the research is that psychedelics, when used properly, have been shown to help people who struggle with anxiety, addiction, addiction, you guys, depression, ADHD, and a host of other mental health challenges. And so what's funny and coincidental is you just heard Brendan Fitzgibbon's experience of psychedelics through, you know, using it from a therapeutic standpoint. That podcast episode just dropped a couple days ago. And after talking to him offline about it, and then, you know, hearing him come on the podcast to talk about it, he signed up with a company called MindBloom. I've heard a couple of other people use MindBloom too. And I looked into it, was excited. And then coincidentally, they reached out to me to do a brand partnership. I was like, are you kidding me? Thank you, universe. Yes, please. 100%. I definitely am going to tell you how it goes. I don't like to, and I won't do a brand partnership with people that I don't have experience with. And I will always give you my honest experience. But from the get-go, they have been incredibly supportive. There's so many check-ins and so many ways for you to connect with them. And it's really easy. Their customer service has been amazing. And I've had to like cancel and reschedule, and they've been great. And so I'm going to talk a little bit more about it. I have to take an ad break, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the whole thing and how it's working and what my plans are, and also how you can follow along. So we'll be right back. There's definitely been times in my life where my paycheck ran out before I got paid again, and I wish I could have accessed my next paycheck a few days before I was due to get it. Well, what if I told you that can happen with Earnin? Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. You can use Earnin for anything you need to, therapy visits, rent, or even extra self-help books. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Noise under podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. Noise under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Trying to find the perfect gift for someone special in your life, maybe for Mother's Day, but feeling overwhelmed? Finding a unique gift that they'll love, that's personal, and that they won't already have can be the ultimate challenge. That's why I'm so excited I've discovered Songfinch. It's an amazing, thoughtful gift, and it's easy and fun to make. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever. I had Songfinch make me a song about my dad, which was a gift to myself. This was such a personal song for me, and I was a little skeptical the artist could capture the emotion I wanted. But during the process, they have you share some personal details about your relationship with the person you're creating the song for. Then a Songfinch musician of your choice, you get to pick based on samples they have, will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days. I love my song so much. I was so emotional when I listened to it. I had no changes. It's perfect. Whether your song is for Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, wedding, or anniversary, or even just a gift to show your loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in one of Songfinch's top artists. For a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/noise and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value. Again, my URL is songfinch.com/noise. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/noise. Before I continue, I want to make it clear that MindBloom does not sponsor the podcast. We have different sponsors for that, and I'm just talking about them here on the show because honestly, they've been so great, and they are genuinely, even if they hadn't approached me for a brand deal for social media, I would have still used them and I would have still been talking about them here on the show and on Instagram as well. It just happened to be a coincidence that it worked out that way, but they do not sponsor the podcast. And I am also going to be chronicling my entire journey with psychedelics, not just with ketamine therapy, over on a private podcast feed. So I figured that this particular topic, it's a niche topic for the podcast. It's not going to be for everyone. And that's why I'm not going to chronicle it on my regular podcast. But if you want to sign up, it's free. It's not behind a paywall or anything like that. Just go to AndreaOwen.com/journey. Of course, that link will be in the show notes. And you will be notified every time I put out a new podcast episode. And those are going to be ad-free over there. A new podcast episode where I talk about how it's going with my psychedelic therapy journey. So the way that's going to work, what I have planned, you know, plans could change, but I'm going to start with ketamine therapy. And I have a guest coming on next week on the podcast, a clinician who works in ketamine therapy. And I was under the assumption that like ketamine is a good starter. It's more mild than the other psychedelics that are used for therapy. She sort of dispelled that myth a little bit. So I'll let you listen to that podcast coming out next week here on my regular podcast. But to me, and from what I've heard, it feels that way. It feels less, I don't know, it feels less like a psychedelic trip from the way people have described it to me. But I'll let you know. I'll let you know how it goes. So I'm going to start with ketamine therapy, and I'm also in works to do psilocybin. I should probably also mention the legalities of this. So ketamine therapy is legal in almost all 50 states here in the U.S. I do not know about Canada. I know I have a decent amount of listeners in Canada and the U.K. I'm not sure. But here in the U.S., I think it's like 44 states, somewhere around there. It is legal. And there are ketamine clinics that you can go to where you sit. It's almost like, I feel like it's kind of set up like a dentist's office type of thing or a spa. And you lie down and you get the ketamine medicine intravenously. Intravenously, I think is how you say it. And they work with you there. So for the way MindBloom does it, it's all from home. I'll kind of quickly go through how it works. So first you go to their website and you have to take an assessment to see if you're even a good candidate for treatment. From there, if you are, then you can sign up, you meet with a clinician, and from there, it's like a 45-ish minute appointment with a doctor. The clinician's a doctor. And they ask you a bunch of questions, and then from there, they will prescribe the dosage. So then you get mailed what's called a Bloom box, and it has everything you need. It has a blood pressure monitor. I'll get to that in a second. It has the medicine. The medicine actually is shipped separately, but it has the blood pressure monitor, a really cool journal, a pen. What am I forgetting? I feel like I'm forgetting something. Oh, and like a guidebook that kind of takes you through the basics of how it will all work. They also have an app that's been really helpful. And then from there, you book an appointment, your very first appointment, with what they call a guide, which is essentially a coach. And you also, for your first session that you do at home, you have to have what they call a peer. Oh my gosh, I'm not remembering correctly what the, see, if it was sponsored, I would have all this information. It's like a friend or relative, loved one, an adult, responsible adult who's there with you just to monitor you. It's your first time to make sure everything's okay. So the three of you meet on Zoom for your scheduled first session. You don't take the medicine yet. They make sure that your blood pressure is where they need it to be. You go over your intentions. You make sure that, you know, you're in a place where you feel safe. You have to put your phone on, do not disturb, all that good stuff. And then, you put the medicine in your mouth. It's in tablet form, I believe. And it, like between your cheek and your gum, it dissolves and you hold it in your mouth for 7 minutes and then you spit it out. Do not swallow it because I guess it has a tendency to make you really nauseous. And that's just the way it works. I'll tell you more when I do it. As I'm recording this on a Friday and I plan to do it on Sunday, April 14th. So I will let you know how it goes. But that's kind of how that goes. And from there's six of these sessions that you do and you do it each one about a week to 10 days apart because it's actually creating new neural pathways in your mind. You're basically tapping into your subconscious. I'll get into that in the private podcast feed, but that's really like one of my main reasonings for wanting to do this is like, okay, I've shifted my mindset. I've worked on it for a decade and a half. I've done all the talk therapy. I've done some somatic therapy as well, and it's been super helpful. Now I need to get into my damn subconscious. Now I need to really help my nervous system be healthy. How do I do that? Psychedelic therapy. I'm going to try it. All right. So after ketamine therapy, I'm going to try psilocybin, which is mushrooms, which is also legal in certain states. Pause for reflection. And I'm going to consider MDMA, which I've also never done before, with a guide. And that actually should be legal for legal reasons, I may or may not try MDMA. I'm going to say that. For legal reasons, I may or may not try MDMA. But it is supposedly the FDA may approve it for therapeutic purposes only, late 2024. So stay tuned for that. All right. The last thing I want to say before I close up, I'm going to sort of switch gears here, is the reason that this is such a personal endeavor for me. You know, I've been researching this for years now and sort of following where it's been going in terms of laws and the research money that's getting dumped into it. And it really is truly also a bipartisan thing. A lot of the research has been done on veterans who have PTSD. So it's bringing together Republicans and Democrats on both sides. And it's really fascinating to watch that. But at any rate, you know, my dad, as I watched him struggle a lot with anxiety and depression and also going through my own sort of transformation in regard to how I looked at mental illness, coming from a place of not having a whole lot of understanding around it, therefore not having a lot of compassion when I was younger, to a place of having immense compassion and understanding for it. And a lot of that was watching my dad and really kind of coming to terms with, especially towards the end of his life, the last 5 or 10 years, that he was someone who was considered treatment resistant. He never seemed to be able to get his meds right. They were often being adjusted. It was often a topic of conversation between he and I. And one of the very last conversations that we had before he got sick, we were standing in a Mexican restaurant waiting for my brother to park the car. And I asked him how he was doing. And he turned to look at me with tears in his eyes. And he said, "I'm okay, but this depression is just killing me." And I remember thinking, I don't think he even wants to, I think he's done with this world. I think he's so tired and exhausted of living this life, having this constant cloud over him. It's immensely painful to watch someone that you care about so much, it's my dad, live with that kind of chronic depression and anxiety and not be able to help him. And like the more I read about ketamine therapy, more specifically, the more I'm convinced that this may have been the thing that could have helped him. And it's incredibly bittersweet. And I mean, I don't know that for sure. It's incredibly bittersweet to believe that because he's no longer here. He died 7.5 years ago. And to know it's devastating to think like, oh, okay, you know, if this would have come around decades ago, could have helped him and he could have lived a different life. He could have had a whole different life. But that's not the reality. So there's that sort of devastation and grief that I have to face. And then also how exciting it is that other people that struggle as much as he did at the level that he did, I don't think that my anxiety touches what he had. My depression certainly doesn't. But for the people that do struggle at the level that he did for so long, that there's hope for them, and that there's this new treatment for people who've been labeled treatment resistant and who may have lost hope that their life can be different. And so that's why this is so personal to me. And I don't take it lightly. And I want to be very transparent about everything, including my own journey. And I also want to say, like, I don't think this is for everyone. I don't think it's a miracle drug. The experts have said that over and over again. It's not for everyone. It's not a perfect medicine. It doesn't work for everyone. So I want to make that very clear. What my results are, regardless, just, you know, if I do come out of this changed and different and feel better, that may not be your experience. And it may not have been my dad's experience. I don't know. I don't know. Well, I'll never know that. So that's that. Thanks for coming on board. Again, AndreaOwen.com/journey. If you want to, this is probably the only mini-sode that I'll do where I'll go in depth and talk about this at length and have it be the only topic. But if you want more like this to hear the ins and outs and the specifics around everything around my psychedelic therapy journey, head on over there, sign up. You'll get notified when those podcast episodes drop. And I appreciate you. I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you giving me the space to talk about such personal things like this. Y'all are my favorites. And remember, don't forget, it's our life's journey to make ourselves better humans and our life's responsibility to make the world a better place. Bye for now. Hey everyone, thanks again for listening. I would be so incredibly grateful if you haven't done so already, if you could leave a review of this podcast on Apple Podcasts. Super easy if you already listen to your shows over there. But if you don't, or maybe you have the app on your phone, but you listen to the show on a different app, if you could leave a review for this show, it matters so much. I wish I could express how much it matters. I also wish that it didn't matter so much, but alas, it does. So if you haven't already, please go review and rate the show. It would mean so much to me. And thank you so much. I hope you have an amazing day.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.